So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Dam Asheretz v'habasim mitzarvim zem zeh l'kadosh l'tami. The blood and meat of Asheretz combined for the shir kadosha for Tum Asheretz. And Yeshua sets down the general guidelines. Kol shetumasa v'shiyurei shavim mitzarvim. Two shrotzim that are both the same tumah and the same shir do combine to form a shir tumah. However, tumasa v'leshiyurei. For example, Sheretz v'nevela, they have the same tumah in that they both cause tumas erev. The person or item becomes tumah for one day, but they have a different shir tumah. Sheretz mitame bekadosha v'nevela mitame bekazayis. Or shiyurei v'lei tumasa. For example, nevela umes. They have the same shir, they're both mitame bekazayis, but they have a different type of tumah because nevela mitame tumas erev, umes mitame tumas shiva. Nevela causes a one day tumah, umes causes a 7 day tumah. Or loy tumasle v'loy shiure. For example, sheretz v'meis. They have a different type of tumah as sheretz metame tumas erev umeis metame tumas shiva, and they have a different shir tumah as sheretz metame b'kadosh v'nevela metame b'kizayis. And all of the above, aim and starfim, they do not combine to form a shir tumah. The Gemara discusses the Mishnah's first halacha, dama sheretz v'abasim et starfim zem zeh. Rav Chanan Amar Rav Zeira says, dafka dama sheretz u'basari. Only the dam and basar of the same sheretz combine. But the dam and basar of two shrotzim do not combine for a shir tumah. The Gemara questions this halacha of a braisa that darshens the pasuk of Eila Sheretz HaTameim Lechem. The superfluous letter He in HaTameim teaches Melamed Shem Mitztarfim Vafila Sheretz V'Sheretz Sheretz V'Dam Be'im Shem Echad Be'im Shnei Shemes. Even the parts of two different Sheretzim do combine. The Gemara reconciles the two as follows: B'Kulo Mitztarfim Be'Miktzase E'im Mitztarfim. The braisa refers to where the parts originate from two whole Sheretzim. Therefore, their separated parts have significance and combine to form a Shir Tumah. While our Mishnah refers to where the parts originate from parts of two shrotzim that were already in pieces. Therefore, the parts have no significance and do not combine to form a shir tumah. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the source for dam shrotzim tumah. The blood of a sheretz also causes tumah. Shim ben Yochai cites the source from the following pasuk in Parsha Shemini. Bezelechem atomim besheretz. This pasuk is superfluous because another pasuk already states el atameim lechem. Therefore, this pasuk teaches dam shrotzim tumah. The Gemara proceeds to relate that Reb Shimon Yochai and Reb Elazar ben Reb Yisi discussed this halacha during their journey to Rome to nullify gzeiros against the Yidden, in which they gained access to the Roman archives and saw the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. Zakta Mishnah, ha-pigel v'ha-noiser emetzarfim, mepnei shein shnei shemes. Two karbanis, one pigel and the other noiser, do not combine to form a shir because they are of different isurim. Yehuda Mishmul makes the following distinction. L'tumas ha'idayim emetzarfim. Pigel and noiser do not combine to form a shir kezayis to cause tumah to one's hands, because tumah de rabbanan he. V'lo avdina tekanta l'tekanta. Since this tumah was initiated by the rabbanan, they did not initiate an additional precaution for a tumah de rabbanan. However, l'in achila mitzarfen. Pigel and noiser do combine for a shir kezayis, and that one who eats them gets malchus, because the pasuk states lo yechel ki kodeshu. Kosher b'kodesh pasul, ba'al kosev l'in noiser se'al achilasai. There's a loiser say not to eat from all karbanas that became pasul. The Mishnah continues. Hasheretz v'nevela v'chein ha'nevela v'asar ha'meis eim mitzarfim zem zeh l'tamei afilo b'kal shebishnein. Sheretz v'nevela and nevela ha'meis do not combine to form a shir tumah even for the more lenient tumah of the two, because sheretz v'nevela have a different shir tumah and nevela ha'meis have a different type of tumah. However, ha'oichel shenitma b'ava tumah v'shenitma b'vlana tumah mitzarfim zem zeh l'tamei b'kal shebishnein. Two foods, one a rishon, a first level tumah, and the other a sheni, a second level tumah, do combine to form a sheni, the more lenient of the two tumas, because they both have the same shir kezayis and are considered the same type of tumah, because migram l'sheni lav rishon, the sheni became tamei from the rishon, and b'nei chad b'kseinun regarding the shlishi, they're the same. Mishnah continues: Kol ha'oichel mitzarfim zem zeh. All foods combine to form the following shirim. Lifsel ha'gavia kevachatzi pras. Person who ate tamei foods in the amount of a half a loaf of bread becomes tamei. Ubekemazan stays to this la'erev. An erev tchumen must consist of food for two meals. Ukebeya litame tumas oichel. Tame foods the size of an egg cause tumah to other foods. Ukegregris leitzar Shabbos. A person who carries food on Shabbos is liable only if it is at least the size of a dried fig. Ukekesebis be'yom kippurim. A person who eats on Yom Kippur is liable only if it is at least the size of a large date. Kol ha'mashkin mitzarfim zum zu. All liquids combine to form the following shiurim. Lifsalasa gvia birvias, a person who drank tummy liquids in the amount of birvias becomes tummy. Ukumile lugma biyam kippurim, a person who drinks in Yom Kippur is liable only if it is at least in the amount that fills his mouth. Mishnah continues, arla b'klai karam and starfim zem zeh. Two types of produce, one arla and the other klai karam, combine to form a shir kezayis for malchus. Shimon disagrees and says, eim et starfim, which the Gemara mends to ein tzrichel et starf. The isurim do not need to combine, and even for a chatzis zayis of each isser, there is malchus, because Rabbi Shimon holds kol shu l'malchus. Mishnah continues, Habegid v'asak, hasak v'or, ha'or v'amap, it's kulam mitzar from zemzeh. A garment combines with a sack to form the more lenient shir tumah, 4x4 tzvachim for sack. And a sack combines with leather hide to form the more lenient shir tumah, a 5x5 tzvachim for ur. And leather hide combines with a mat of reeds to form the more lenient shir tumah of 6x6 tzvachim for mappets. Because as Reb Shimon explained, b'nashen ruin l'tami b'mayshep, because these materials can be joined together to make a seat that becomes tumah zav. The Gemara says a brayso, kitei mekulim ba'asim and beged. If a person combined all these materials and made a garment, lemishkeb shleisha. If his intentions were for a pillow to lie in it, they combined in the amount of 3 tefachim for a tummy mishkeb. And lemayshev tefach. If his intentions were for a seat to sit on it, they combined in the amount of 1 tefach for tummy mishkeb. Lachiza kolshu. If his intentions were to cover his finger, they combined in an even smaller amount for a tumah. Hanloch Kachem Mizbech of Bokashim completed the 4th parak of Masechta Milah and begin the 5th parak, Hanenim Nehekdesh, in the next Shir, Be'ezus Hashem.